With mounting distress, Langdon raised the mask into a shaft of light and studied it closely. As he tipped the object over for a better view, he thought for an instant that he might have glimpsed a faint discoloration near the top, a line of markings running horizontally across the inside of Dante's forehead. A natural blemish? Or maybe something else? Langdon immediately spun and pointed to a hinged panel of marble on the wall behind them. "Look in there," he told Sienna. "See if there are towels." Sienna looked skeptical but obeyed, opening the discreetly hidden cupboard, which contained three items: a valve for controlling the water level in the font, a light switch for controlling the spotlight above the font, and a stack of linen towels. She gave Langdon a surprised look, but Langdon had toured enough churches worldwide to know that baptismal fonts almost always afforded their priests easy access to emergency swaddling cloths. The unpredictability of infants' bladders a universal risk of christenings. "Good," he said, eyeing the towels. "Hold the mask a second." He gently transferred the mask to Sienna's hands and then set to work. First, Langdon retrieved the hexagonal lid and heaved it back up onto the font to restore the small altar-like table they had first seen. Then he grabbed several of the linen towels from the cupboard and spread them out like a tablecloth. Finally, he flipped the font's light switch, and the spotlight directly overhead sprang to life, illuminating the baptismal area and shining brightly down on the covered surface. Sienna gently laid the mask on the font, while Langdon retrieved more towels, which he used like oven mitts to slide the mask from the Ziploc bag, careful not to touch it with his bare hands. Moments later, Dante's death mask lay unsheathed and naked, face up beneath the bright light, like the head of an anesthetized patient on an operating table. The mask's dramatic texturing appeared even more unsettling in the light, the creases and wrinkles of old age accentuated by the discolored plaster. Langdon wasted no time using his makeshift mitts to flip the mask over and lay it face down. The backside of the mask looked markedly less aged than the front, clean and white rather than dingy and yellow. Sienna cocked her head, looking puzzled. "Does this side look newer to you?" Admittedly, the color difference was more emphatic than Langdon would have imagined, but this side was most certainly the same age as the front. "Uneven aging," he said. "The back of the mask has been shielded by the display case, so has never suffered the aging effects of sunlight." Langdon made a mental note to double the SPF of his sunscreen.
"Hold on,"
Sienna said, leaning in close to the mask.
"Look, on the forehead. That must be what you and Ignazio saw."
Langdon's eyes moved quickly across the smooth white surface to the same discoloration he had spied earlier through the plastic, a faint line of markings that ran horizontally across the inside of Dante's forehead. Now, however, in the stark light, Langdon saw clearly that these markings were not a natural blemish. They were man-made.
"It's writing,"
Sienna whispered, the words catching in her throat.
"But